The report is a good news, bad news story. Zimbabwe has had several years of bad harvests, and the country's critical food shortages worsened in 2008 when food prices soared around the world. During the pre-harvest season in the early part of 2009, the World Food Program was feeding 5.3 million hungry people in Zimbabwe. But World Food Program spokeswoman Amelia Casella says the number of aid recipients dipped to fewer than 1 million people a month last year, thanks to a notable improvement in crop yields.
There has been a 20% increase in the planting area for maize in Zimbabwe, and that's quite significant. It's the biggest amount of maize that was planted in Zimbabwe in the past 30 years. And that's a very encouraging change. It means that Zimbabwe in 2010 has had 1.35 million tons of maize harvested. And that's compared to less than 500,000 tons in 2008. This improvement is obviously going to help many people in Zimbabwe.
Nevertheless, Casella says there is still a big shortfall of food in the country, and the high food prices are affecting the poorest people who cannot afford to buy what they need.
So we're anticipating that in the next pre-harvest season, in the early part of the coming year, the World Food Program is expecting to have to provide food assistance to almost 1.7 million people during the lean season in the beginning of 2011. So Zimbabwe has shown great improvement, but there's still a great need.
The report notes the general poverty and chronic food insecurity in Zimbabwe has led to little diversity in the food people consume. It says the food shortages also have contributed to an increased prevalence of chronic malnutrition among young children. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.